Order in the court! This is the stately federal-style home of Judge Jeremiah Sullivan, a dashing young Virginia lawyer, looking for adventure and a new life on the American frontier, here in Madison in 1818. When Sullivan left Virginia, he also left his fiancée, the beautiful young Charlotte Cutler. Charlotte refused to go to the barely settled young state unless she had a house to move into. Sullivan worked hard to become a success and spared no expense to impress Charlotte. Just look at that entryway with the fan-shaped window. She must have been very beautiful, because this home is one of the best-preserved examples of federal-style architecture in the Midwest. Charlotte was wooed. She married Jeremiah and moved into what would have been considered a mansion. While the house was stunning, we're not sure what Charlotte felt about the trees that grew in the dirt streets or the hogs that roamed wild. The Sullivans had a garden and perhaps even a view of the Ohio River, where they could catch a glimpse of that new invention, the paddle wheel steamboat. Charlotte must have come to terms with life on the frontier, because she and Jeremiah lived in this home for nearly 60 years and had 12 children, 8 of whom survived into adulthood. But what was Jeremiah thinking? 12 kids and no bathroom! Can you imagine? Success continued for Jeremiah Sullivan. He was elected as a representative in the early state legislature that met in Indiana's first state capitol building in Corydon. Later, he became a judge on the Indiana Supreme Court. He is credited with naming Indiana's capital city, Indianapolis. Several Sullivan children made important contributions to American history. Jerry Sullivan was a Civil War general who fought on the Union side. Algernon, a Southern sympathizer, was imprisoned in New York City for treason during the war between the states. He later founded the law firm of Sullivan and Cromwell, one of the nation's largest. Owned by Historic Madison Incorporated, you're welcome to visit the Jeremiah Sullivan House from mid-April through October. It is available for group tours throughout the year. Admission is charged.